Let's say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named George Siever, G-E-O-R-G-E-S-I-V-E-R. Date of birth, 09/30/1967. Date of appointment, June 15th, 2023, requesting physician Allison Townsend, A-L-L-I-S-O-N. A-L-I-S-O-N-T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D. P-A. Dear Allison Townsend, I have the pleasure of seeing George Siever today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 55-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who on 4/13/2023 went to the Nathan Latore Hospital period. Initially, he lost the vision in both eyes, and then he developed left-sided vision loss, and then tunnel vision. In the hospital MRI of the brain done, which shows a small recent infarction in the right occipital lobe, small subacute infarcts in the right temporal lobe, CT angiogram of the head and neck was unremarkable. He was seen by cardiologist and diagnosed PFO. Initially, he was on Eliquis, but as per the patient, it was discontinued. He is going to see cardiologist in Albany Medical Center. He does not have any weakness, any numbness, no headache, no speech problem. Past medical history. Stroke. Cholelithiasis. Degenerative disc disease. Osteoarthritis. Depression. Back pain, insomnia, hyperlipidemia, chronic pain, anxiety, past surgical history, appendectomy, arthroscopic knee surgery, bone graft, carpal tunnel release, cervical discectomy, cholecystectomy, colonoscopy, cystoscopy, dental surgery, EGD, hernia repair, back surgeries, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, albuterol, apixaban on hold, ascorbic acid, aspirin 81 milligram daily, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, cyclobenzaprine, fenofibrate, hydrocodone, meloxicam, pregabalin, trazodone, zinc sulfate. Social history. He is an ex-smoker and drinker. He stopped smoking and drinking in 2010. He is disabled due to back surgery. He is married, live with his wife, have one kid. Family esteem, mother alive, father alive. two sister, one sister deceased, three brother. He does not know any medical problem. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, memory loss, joint pain, joint stiffness, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, soft balls on present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruise, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, on the oriented time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, there is no visual field defect, motor system examination strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive, assessment and plan. 55-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, stroke in the posterior inferior right occipital lobe. Number two, stroke in the inferior right temporal lobe and periventricular right temporal lobe. Number three, visual field defect. Number four, peripheral neuropathy. Number five, gait ataxia. Number six, lumbar degenerative disc disease. Number seven, anxiety. Number five, depression. Chronic back pain, assessment and plan. Please, next paragraph. 55-year-old, next paragraph. At this time, I will continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily and atorvastatin. ...40 milligram PO daily, Eliquis on hold by the cardiologist. He is going to see the cardiologist in Albany Medical Center for PFO. I advised him to follow with the cardiologist from neurological standpoint. Patient is improved a lot, and his vision is almost back to baseline. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.